Welcome to our weekly Crittenden County pregame podcast, and this week we will dispense with the customary handshake and move right into the verbal arguments, Coach Wheeler. We have a little bit to talk about this week in regard to KHSAA's directive, and we will visit that issue in a little bit. But for now, let's talk about Murray High School. Coach Starnes is also with us. He's off in another part of the room taking care of some school business. He has another job to attend to at this point. Coach Wheeler, we've got our work cut out for us. Murray High School's lost two games, and they are yet one of the best teams we will play all season long.
Oh, yes. I mean, you can't say enough good things about Murray High School. I mean, they're well coached. They're big up front. They're fast. It seems like they do everything great. You know, there's a lot of teams that we look at, and when you game plan, you know, Coach Starnes is always big of saying, well, you know, just take this away, what they really like doing, and then make them do something else. But with a team like Murray, I mean, with the athletes that they have, they do everything so great that it's an uphill battle trying to take away anything from them.
And I misspoke. I knew when it came out of my mouth, I had their record wrong. They're 3-3. However, their losses were to Graves County, Mayfield, and Lexington Bryan Station. Their last two games, Murray beat Marshall County, the team that we just got through with. Murray beat them 55-14, and then they beat Ballard Memorial, who was ranked above them in the Class 2A rankings at the time, and beat them 50-7. So they made a pretty clear statement with Ballard Memorial, and now they're going to come, or we're going to go down to Murray at Ty Holland Stadium for kickoff at 7 p.m., and I assume they will want to make a similar statement against the Rockets.
I'm sure they will, and even with the Lexington, the Bryan Station game, I think actually Murray was up at halftime on them and then just kind of ran out of juice towards the end. Bryan Station, you know, 6A school, and I think had the numbers with them, but they said that they were in that game a whole lot closer than what the score indicated. And, you know, Murray's used to handing out the whippings of the 50-0s and stuff like that, not used to taking them. And like I said, they're a well-coached team, it seems like, and their kids are just so athletic and so fast. We're going to have our hands full, but the kids this week in practice, they've kind of rose to the occasion, and Coach Starnes just told them just keep fighting, you know, every play, and that's just what we've been preaching, is just win every down. Don't worry about what happened the last few plays. Just worry about the one coming up.
Murray's a team that has had their way with us the last few years. Last time we beat the Tigers was in 2002, and that was in the playoffs, but they've won the last four meetings, and then now come into this game, Coach Starnes, after they've beat Marshall County, whipped them pretty good by 40 points, and then now we get beat by Marshall by 40. What do you tell your team going into this game? How do you get them up for this? And it's a first district game, and I know it's important to you. How do you make it that important?
Well, I mean, Chris, it's simple. You know, I don't think that there's anybody out there that understands any type of competition, that we're the underdog and we shouldn't win this ball game. And the kids aren't stupid. They understand it as well. It's just a matter of pride in yourself and what you do. And it's the same thing in life. You know, you can't win everything. You don't get the best all the time, and you just don't give up. It's the same thing that we try to teach in school with the grades, and they don't get the grade that they feel like they deserve, or don't get a certain grade that they want. You don't give up. You keep fighting. And that's what our focus has been this week, that we're just going to fight and improve. When it's tough, then we're gonna get tougher, and that's the only thing that we can do. We might not win this ball game, but we're looking for improvement. And I told the kids this week, we might get beat by a whole bunch. And if we do, then I'm gonna be on the side. I mean, I'm gonna be in the huddle after the game, and everybody's gonna come over like they always do, and I'm gonna tell them I'm proud of them, that I thought that they fought, and I thought that they improved, and people are gonna look at me like I'm crazy because they won't understand what I'm talking about. And that's what you tell them. We're looking for baby steps. We're looking for improvement. We're looking for kids who have pride in the program, pride in themselves, and pride in the things that they do. And if they improve, then that's successful. We are on such a uphill battle trying to beat a team like Murray. And it'll be the same way the next 3 weeks after that. And so what we have to do is we have to improve each week. We have a chance to win the ball game because we have to play it. And if all the moons line up right, and I don't know how many moons there are out there in this universe, but if they line up right, we have a chance to win it. So We're not going to give up. We're not going to give it to them. They're going to have to fight for it and compete just like they would anything. And everything in life doesn't come easy. Some things that are good are tough to come by. And so that's what we try to teach them, and that's all we can say.
Well, I don't know how many moons there are out there, but I know there's a finite number of running backs, and we have Lane Wallace, who's been gimpy this week. What's the latest on him?
Lane is out. He's had an MRI. We don't know the results of the MRI. I know that he's going to see Dr. Beal and that group over there to find out if there's anything wrong with it. You know, we know this week that that he's been gimping around, he's been limping, he had practice, so he won't be playing. So we just have to make sure that the other players step up. We have the services of Dylan Hollis back, so he'll step in that role and he'll be a running back. And Mason Myers is a running back. And, you know, we have Cass Diller that can run the football. So, you know, we went through our whole gamut of offenses that we have, and we had the personnel to run what we want to run and be able to run the things that we feel are going to work, and now we just have to go out and execute and compete.
Dylan Hollis, one of our running backs, starting fullback the first year, or at least one of the top fullbacks, he and Brendan Phillips. He's been out since, I think, the second week of the season, and now he's back. Will he be in, play both ways like he did at linebacker and fullback? We're going to expect a limited play out of him this
week? You know, I mean, we need to keep it limited because we don't need to just throw him in and have things that happen to him to test his back because, you know, we can't go live in practices in a scrimmage-type situation. So we go live to contact. It's not full speed, so we just have to find out how his back's going to feel. He's eager to get in there. He wants to play. But we know that we have to limit his playing time.
Travis Gilbert is still out, the starting quarterback this week. And any new news on him? Is he still out just for this week? Expect him back for the Ballard game.
Well, he's saying he's feeling better. He goes back to the doctor Tuesday to find out if there's any different news. So, you know, it's just a week by week with him. We just have to find out.
So we've got Dylan back, Travis Gilbert, our starting quarterback is out. Our starting tailback, running back is out with Lane Wallace. And we've got Birdwell back. He played last week. So any other injuries that we don't know about?
Well, not that I know of. As far as I know right now.
Do you count noses every day at practice?
That's a day-to-day to see. You know, but I tell you though, Chris, I mean, the kids are resilient. You know, they bounced back from this. We're having fun in practice, and I think it's one of the best weeks of practice that we've had in a long time. And whether that's going to help or not, I don't know. But I can tell you this, that we have to play the ball game. It's on our schedule, and we're not going to shy away from it. We're going to prepare just like we prepare every week, and you know, we're going to have a game plan set to where we feel like that we can shut down some of the things that they do, take advantage of some of the things that we can do, and find out if it works. And, you know, as well as I do, we saw against Marshall County it really didn't work. And so, therefore, we have to keep playing. And I think that as long as we keep playing with a lot of heart, as long as we keep playing as hard as we play, because, you know, and that's what I see on the film. I have not seen on the film where the kids aren't playing with heart. They're trying everything that they have. They're giving everything that they have. Unfortunately, just what they have isn't good enough so far.
Yeah, well, the toughest part of our schedule, as we knew, would be the last 4 or 5 weeks, and we're right in the heart of it now with Murray and then Ballard and then Caldwell County, all district games, and all of them last week ranked in the top 10. I have not seen the rankings this week. I assume Murray has moved up close to the top 5, and of course Caldwell is the number 1 team in the state of Kentucky, and we'll see them in about 2 weeks. So it's not going to get any easier, and like you say, mate, this time to play loose, and you never know what happens. When the kids know that when the odds are against them, they just come out and have fun and try not to get hurt.
You know, and that's what we want. I don't think that you want to try not to get hurt, because I think what happens is you don't play as hard and then you do get hurt. So I just think it's a matter of having fun, flying around, and having a lot of pride in what you do and your program and the community and the school. If we can do that, then we'll be successful, win or lose the ball game, because you can't win everything that you do. And so there's a lot of lessons to be learned in losing. And right now, unfortunately, we are learning a lot of lessons in losing. And, you know, we have to approach it that way, and it has to be that way because life is that way.
Mm-hmm. Coach Wheeler, where is the chink in that armor of Murray High? In there watching the film on their offense, can you find one? They're pretty solid.
Yeah, with their offense, when they're on defense, I guess, probably about the only time. I mean, they're just solid. Like I said, you can't say enough about them. I mean, they're a well-oiled machine, and it just seems like, you know, I think Coach Darn is going to keep the ball out of their hands for a long, long, long time. And that would help me out a lot, especially help my health reasons out this Friday night. So.
You know, the only chink that I've seen, Chris, is just you know, I don't think that they run as hard off the field and on the field when they score and transition from a scoring touchdown to a extra point or field goal. So if they can kick that up a little bit, I think that'll be pretty solid.
Yeah, so this week we worked a lot on kickoff return and punt.
Well, we work just like we have every week.
Well, not to belittle our guys nor their chances in this game, but they are pretty big odds against us. So I know we're looking forward to going down to Murray. It's always nice to go down to play there. It's always a very physical game. They always come buckled up, ready to play. Always have. You know, you talk to these guys on the 85 team, and they'll tell you that I think it was the year before they won a state championship. You know, I've heard a few of those stories over the years.
I can imagine.
They Crabtree and Wampy and some of them say the toughest team that they ever played, bar none, was Murray High back in those days. And, you know, they talk about one game at Murray, I think they sent four or five to the hospital, which is right across the road. And, you know, it's pretty easy to watch them go over
there.
Not a
long trip.
No, fortunately. But when we've had some, I remember Lane Wallace, not Lane Wallace, his brother, Devin, and his brother,
cousin,
who got hurt down there a couple of years ago. And I remember him walking off the field. So it is a tough place to go play. They're a very physical team. And we hope to go down and make a good showing. They've got some guy, Dylan Boone, is their quarterback. He's been around down there forever. They run a three running back set. They've got some good tight ends. A Hornbuckle kid, sophomore, is really good. And another sophomore, Peyton Glenn, is a real good football player. So they're it's not like we're, you know, they're seniors and we're not going to see these guys again. And we're in the same 2A district. And a lot of people ask me that from time to time. We've been in 2A. Now, this will be our third season in Class 2A, and then next year will be our fourth. And then they reclassify, right, or look at it.
Yeah, it'll come up for reclassification after next year. Mm-hmm. So beginning the 2015 football season, we should be back to Class A. But, you know, we don't know. We don't know what's going to come up between now and then.
Unless we have an influx of people in the community. Some of the others have some exodus.
Been, you know, that's probably been the history here the past few years of having an influx.
And more coming in than going out. Anything else this week as far as this football game is concerned? Any of the players, anybody you're looking to, you expect to see something new or different or an improvement out of anybody in particular?
Well, I mean, we hope that we improve all the way across. That's what we've been focusing on, just basic technique and improvement. And again, you know, we had a lot of mistakes last week from young players and inexperienced players, and we hope that that watching some film and they could see what you know, what they did and what they can improve on, and that's all you can do is just teach them.
Well, I want to turn our attention and get you guys' thoughts on this directive that came down from KHSAA earlier in the week, and in a directive, I guess there was some splitting hairs of what the term directive meant, perhaps. But if when my wife gives me a directive to take out the trash, I take
that's
it out.
That's not a suggestion.
No, it's not a suggestion.
No, it's not a prescription.
Get the trash out of the house. Yeah. So
that's a mandate.
On Tuesday, Julian Tackett, who is the commissioner of the KHSAA, which governs high school athletics in Kentucky, sent, I assume it was an electronic email out to all the key personnel in all the schools in the state, and with a directive to stop having post-game ceremonies, which we call handshakes afterwards. There was a big blow up, of course, as you can imagine, in the media and social media. I think the Kentucky legislature has taken it up. Some of the legislators are proposing limiting some of the KHSAA's powers because of it. And then yesterday we see maybe a little backwater being taken by the administration at the KHSAA. So what is the exactly protocol now after a football game?
Well, you know, first of all, Chris, I just think that I have a lot of respect for Julian Tackett. I have a lot of respect for Kentucky High School Athletic Association and the things that they do and what they govern and how they try to govern it. But with that said, I was very disappointed in the email that we got stating that there was a directive that and I think it probably was taken out of context because the directive, it said that there was a directive and a suggestion, and a directive was for the officials, and a directive is a mandate, and a mandate to me it means that it has to be done, and it was simply stated that the directive was for the officials to get off the field and not stay on the field once the game's over with. The suggestion was, because there apparently has been a little bit over two dozen incidences of fighting or altercations while shaking hands after the game.
And these are not just football games.
Not just football. These are all sports that shake hands. And the only sport that I know of that doesn't shake hands after a competition is track. You know, you just don't get together and shake their hands because they compete. They might compete their three events and they might leave.
They go home, yeah.
And so they don't stay until it's all over with. So it was a suggestion that we not shake hands because of less than, you know, I mean, it's less than one a year that has taken place. And if you go back and look at what the percentage would be for all the contests, you know, it's probably less than 1%. Mm-hmm. And so, therefore, you make a mandate, and I think it was probably a knee-jerk reaction to a couple incidents that happened this year. And in doing so, you take the integrity of sportsmanship and us trying to teach the athletes sportsmanship out of the game. When the beginning of the game, KHSA has a sportsmanship statement that they release and has to be aired over the PA system. But then you say, we're not going to teach sportsmanship after the game and just leave and not shake their hand. Ever since we're Little League, ever since all of us have played anything in the Little League, once the contest is over with, it's over with. And you show your sportsmanship by going shaking their hands and saying, you gave everything that you had on the field, it's over with now, let's leave. And that's the way it should be. Now, it's just like life. You're going to have some individuals that will not listen and adhere to that, mm-hmm. just like you do in the school settings. It doesn't matter how many officers we have around a school. If somebody wants to come in and do something, they're going to do it. You can have 100 people around because that's what KHSA said. Now, it is that if you're going to do that, the recommendation is to make sure it's supervised. You can have 100 school employees out there, coaches supervising a lineup, shaking hands, and somebody can do something. You can't prevent everything. And so, therefore, they said it's going to be a penalty opposed to the coach, the school, and the players if that happens.
And I've not seen it anywhere from the KHSAA. However, in the legislation, the bill that has been proposed for the legislature when it convenes in early 2014, it was to limit the KHSAA's power to fine. And that in that narrative of that bill, it talked about KHSAA threatening a $1,000 fine. Now, is that's the first place I've seen that dollar figure placed?
I have not seen a dollar. That's the first time I've heard a dollar figure. It did say in the email that it could be a fine and additional penalties, depending on the altercation. And so it would have to be investigated. And I think the KHSA is just wanting to try to minimize their investigations on what they have to do. But in the same time, I think you take the integrity of sportsmanship that we try to teach, because we have to teach the kids how to be sportsmen when they win, and we have to teach the kids how to be sportsmen when they lose. Mm-hmm. And we can't do that if KHSA is handcuffing us and taking some of the opportunities away.
Well, I know there was a lot of disappointment throughout the state, the community, and it was the buzz the last couple of days from everybody I've talked to. I know it's something that is a long, long, long tradition, like you say, from church softball all the way up to boxing. That, you know, the boxers that beat far out of one another, they come out, touch, if they're able, I guess, touch gloves when it's over and end the fight. But it's a tragedy and a shame that it's has come, even come close to that. And I agree with your synopsis that it was a knee-jerk reaction from the KHSAA, but they've apparently cleared up. Coach Wheeler, you always like to go shake hands and say good game, don't you?
No, I mean, it was a little difficult, like the third game of the season, walking across that field over at the county over to shake some of those hands.
You generally have a weapon.
No, but you know, with that though, it does teach you something. I mean, after when we did play at Union County, I mean, you know, last year when we beat them here, I mean, it was nice to go across there and shake their hand. But then, you know, this year, you know, you win some and you lose some, and you go across there, and you know, I hate to get beat at anything, throwing rocks. I hate to get beat at. But Coach Carter shakes my hands. I thank a lot of him. You know, I mean, he was one of my football coaches here, and he shakes my hand, tells me he loves me, and we move on. And it does ease things. And I think our players, I mean, they're super, super competitive. They want to win at everything. But I think they do realize that they're going to give it their all every Friday night. Sometimes they're going to win big. Sometimes they're going to lose. Sometimes it's going to be a, you know, a close game. We had a 13-12 game against Muhlenberg here. You know, usually that's when usually a lot of the animosity is in a close game. And, you know, our kids knew they gave it their best. They went across there and did that. And we have good kids, and I can see where other kids maybe aren't as disciplined as ours are. You know, we cause problems. But, you know, I don't think you punish the 99% or 99.99% because of what a few people have done.
Okay, the Rockets will go to Murray this weekend, and we will shake hands following the football game. Win or lose.
And we would have shaken hands if this hadn't retraction hadn't come out either. It's just the way we are, and that's what we'll continue to be.
So we will go to Murray High Friday night, 7 o'clock kickoff at Ty Holland Stadium. Remember, that's over at the Murray Middle School, close to downtown, if you are new to going to this football game. So the Rockets will open their district play against the Tigers. We'll see you at Ty Holland Stadium. Good luck, guys.
Thank you.